all of this repricing of Fed bets has resulted in a major wave of risk-off flow as reflected through lower stocks and a higher U.S. dollar. Peak rate expectations have now been pushed out to Q3 from mid-Q2, and peak rates are projected in the U.S. to go to 5.125% from 4.875% last Thursday. The market has also revised its expectation for Fed rate cuts in the second half of the year to just one from what had been an expectation for two cuts in the second half of the year. On Monday, currencies like the pound and Canadian dollar weren't hit as hard, with the pound getting help from hawkish BOE man comments and the Canadian dollar recovering on strong Canada Ivy PMIs and a rebound in the price of oil. And earlier today, the Australian dollar got a boost of its own after the RBA hiked rates as expected and talked about more rate hikes ahead. Aussie trade data also helped after showing a fifth consecutive year of a trade surplus. Key standouts on Tuesday's calendar come from German industrial production, some ECB speak, some BOE speak, Canada trade, US trade, a Fed Chair Powell appearance, and a Bank of Canada Governor Macklem speech. That's all for now.